Welcome to Had a Mama Without Drama. I'm your host, Nellie Westby, and today we're talking about pulling the root of your child's anxiety. There is a multitude of sources that can be triggering anxiety, whether in children or adults. This could be a medical condition, a personal relationship, a job, traumatic experiences, even genetics certainly play a role. However, our anxiety is trying to tell us something, whether you have a child that's dealing with this or you yourself. These signs of anxiety are manifestations of something much deeper. Anxiety is simply an indicator that your life is out of alignment. It really is your intuition, your inner voice, letting you know that something isn't right. So I recently got a call from a parent asking me to take on their child for behavior coaching. The child is 11 years old and has severe anxiety. The school had told the mom they were really concerned because her anxiety had been increasing to the point where she was having numerous panic attacks, and then it kind of went into every area of her life, even her eating, and again, not staying focused with academics, but otherwise seemed like a well-adjusted child from a very good family. And I had explained to the mom that if she was at that point, I really recommend her to see a psychologist or a psychiatrist because I don't, you know, medicate or diagnose. And she said, no, I understand that, but you were highly recommended by somebody, and I really would rather see if you can get a better understanding of what's going on before I take that route. I said, okay, that's fair. So I began to meet with this child, and just very sweet, loving, happy, well-adjusted child for the most part. And after a couple times meeting with her, we were painting, and as we were working together, we were just talking as I usually do. And I said to her, so who would you say you're closer with, your mom or your dad? And she said, oh, definitely my mom, because that's my birth mom. And I was like, oh, what do you mean that's not your birth dad? And she said, no, my birth dad lives in Hawaii. I said, oh, really? I was surprised by this because typically on the intake call, the parents give me a background, and mom had not mentioned this. So I said, okay. I said, so do you see your birth dad? And she said, no, I must have done something really, really bad because he never wanted me again. So I just stopped and I kind of froze in my track. And I said, what do you mean by that? She's like, I don't know. I was little, but I would see him every week, and he was in the army, and he gave me this metal bracelet. And every time I touched it or saw it, I would always think of him. And then one day my sister was playing with it and she broke it on accident. So the next time I saw him, I said, Daddy, my bracelet broke. Will you please get me another one? And he said, of course, baby girl, I'll get you another one and I'll give it to you the next time I see you. She said, well, there was never a next time. And she paused. And I was like, wow. I said, I'm really sorry. And she said, yeah, I just must have done something really bad. And I always think about what it could have been that made him not want me. And I said, look at me. I said, you know, that's not your fault, right? And she said, how do you know that? You don't know my daddy and you really don't even know me. And I said, because it's never the child's fault. If an adult decides to leave for their own reasons, that's not something you take blame. I said, but most kids do. I said, it's a natural instinct to want to think it's you, but it's not you at all, because that's an adult's decision. We are supposed to be here to lead you and protect you. And so I'm really sorry that happened to you. And she said, you mean it really isn't my fault? I said, no. I said, because no matter what the circumstance is, you could have done the worst thing in the world. But the truth is again, the adult is supposed to be the one to lead. And I said, even though I'm sure you didn't do anything. And then she started to giggle. And she's like, my whole life, I've thought it was me. I said, well, let me ask you a question. If you're so close with your mom, why didn't you share the story with your mom or ask her questions? She said, I always was afraid to bring it up because I was afraid to hurt her if I talked about him. So the point of the story is it's crazy how children will take root to something, right, in their heart and their spirit, and they don't even realize it themselves. And this taught me a lot, this scenario, because after working with her for many weeks to follow, she continued to make improvement. And this past week when I saw her, she's like, I've had no panic attacks and no anxiety attacks. And I said, well, why do you think that is? She said, because I talked and got my feelings out. And again, now this is not a typical circumstance because there are people with genetic factors and other reasons why people have anxiety. I'm not trying to say it's as easy as this, but guess what? This was a huge lesson for me as an adult. How many times do we, as parents, or again, our children, right, believe a lie and we meditate on that lie over and over again until it takes root? And then that root is like a weed causing destruction inside of ourselves when it really doesn't even need to be there, when we could yank it out and be free of it. So this was a huge lesson for me as an adult, and I hope that this is something that you can not only ponder on, but you can also see if your child, if they've been struggling, if there's maybe a root cause that you've maybe overlooked, not on purpose. When I talked to this mom after, she was shocked because she said, Nellie, she was only 3.5. I never told her anything because I thought she was a baby and she wouldn't remember. And I just feel terrible now because all these years I ended up meeting another man and getting married and he was a great dad to her. So I never even thought that this would be in her mind. And again, at the age of 3, who explains that to a child, right? She said her birth dad went on to meet somebody and have a life of his own and he was an alcoholic. So she figured it was better that, you know, her daughter would be better off without him basically. But it's just crazy how, again, something like that at such a young age took root in her, and she has thought about it every single day. She told me when she lays in bed at night, that's all she thinks about, is she wishes that she did things differently. Meanwhile, all along, it was never her. So I hope you take away today that not to allow lies take root in your life, and that you would walk in the freedom that God has called us to walk into. Until next time.